Well, it's not quite like an episode of Survivor, but capitalism has winners and losers as well, perhaps more losers even than a reality TV show. This summer, the Delaware financial analysts at 24/7 Wall Street published a list. They published it at Yahoo Finance. They published a list of the 10 brands they said would not survive 2011. That included A&W Restaurants, American Apparel, the Swedish car manufacturer Saab, Kellogg's Corn Pops, which I note you can still purchase.
And are delicious, by the way.
The mobile phone company Sony Ericsson and Nokia, MySpace, and Sears. Many of those brands still with us, but in a couple places they turned out to be right. MySpace, for example, was sold in June. Saab declared bankruptcy, and yesterday Sears announced it would be closing more than 100 stores around the country after some pretty disappointing holiday sales. Joining us now is Dan Gross, columnist and economics editor at Yahoo Finance, where this list appeared. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
And also Karen Post, author of Brand Turnaround, How Brands Gone Bad Returned to Glory and the Seven Game Changers That Made the Difference. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
All right. So Dan, what exactly are the indicators? What are the economic indicators that tell you this brand will not make it?
Well, you know, I think it was Hemingway who talked about how, you know, a marriage ends, slowly and then all at once. For some of the brands on these lists, there is a steady drip, a period of years where they are in decline. Sears would be a good example, MySpace another. And we see they kind of hit a tipping point where, you know, the culture passes them by and a competitor rises up. And, you know, in MySpace it was the case of Facebook. In Sears it's Amazon and someone else, where the competitors really gain critical mass and make it very difficult for them to come back. So I don't think it's a particular data point. It's not something to do with GDP. It has to do with what's happening in the, you know, particular sector that they are in. And when they have a long-term trend that is on the downward slope, things getting worse year after year, companies can limp along for a long time, but it's when a very strong competitor rises up that can really put them out of their misery. And that's, I think we saw that, for example, with Borders, another brand that disappeared. Bookstores can limp along, but when, you know, ebooks and Amazon are gaining the strength they are, it's difficult for a damaged brand like that to stay alive.
Although there's always the October surprise, and Karen, I wanted to talk to you about this. Brands, I mean, for example, Blockbuster. Everyone was talking about Blockbuster was done. It was just a matter of weeks before they closed up all their shops. And then Netflix kind of bungled their rise in prices, and that was kind of, and ended up being a boon for Blockbuster. Could that be the case with some other companies that seem doomed?
Absolutely. You know, I think anything can happen. You know, you look back into history, there's been other big brands that were definitely on death row, and miracles happen. I mean, the resources are out there. The creative people are out there. The companies have just got to move away from what they've been doing. They've really got to look at how they can reinvent and be distinct and really be a brand warrior. But anything is possible. And I hope that this list of 10 brands doesn't happen, because I hate for anyone to bite the dust.
You're saying there's light for Corn Pops, right? There's a chance Corn Pops will survive.
Well, now maybe that one. I was reading about the embalming fluid in there, so. Oh.
Well, that must be like toddler.
I'm sorry, I called them delicious, but I stand by it.
Dan Gross at Yahoo Finance. Let's talk a little bit further about what exactly this means. You know, it's funny. You can look back through history and kind of see how the brands that disappear sort of reflect society and culture in America to a certain extent. I mean, there's the obvious ones like the horseless carriage. I mean, the carriages that disappeared. But sometimes the brands that don't survive simply reflect where America is going. Is that true in this case?
Well, I think so. You know, you take MySpace, going down. I think it's a sign that, you know, the speed at which technology moves, that you can go from something that seems to be something like a utility to irrelevant in the space of 3 years. And that, you know, was sort of undone by the juggernaut that is Facebook. That we create these, what we think are very powerful brands, and they can be really disintermediated in the space of 24 to 36 months. American Apparel is another one of those companies that was on the list. It is a clothing store that kind of came out of nowhere, very hot, hundreds of stores. And it seems to be, you know, have been undone rather quickly. And I think this is a sign of, you know, that's where American culture is going, but, you know, it says something about the speed. it is very difficult to be in business today because the cycles at which new products come out, at which people turn their attention away from brands, at which competitors arise from, you know, every part of the world, is so much faster than it was in the 90s, the 80s, and the 50s, and there is much less margin for error.
Well, and that's kind of the case, I would think, with Sears. Again, Sears announced just yesterday it will close more than 100 stores around the country, had very disappointing holiday sales. And the other company that Sears owns, the mother company, which is Kmart. And Karen, I wonder if, in some cases, even the brands that we have a sentimental attachment to, it's not always a bad thing when a brand disappears, right? I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean things are just disappearing. It also means that there's other things coming to the front.
Yeah, you know, I believe you're correct. And Sears has got some good brands within its brands. You know, it owns Craftsman. And it's got, you know, and it's got some opportunity. I just think that really some breakthrough thinking, doing things that are unexpected, can turn some of these brands around. But you're correct. I mean, some brands live a life and everything's not permanent. And you know, maybe they go on the auction block and they go away, and a few years someone brings them back, and then the nostalgia factor becomes hot. It's hard to say.
All right. Well, Dan Gross, let me ask you then, what kind of economic indicator is it? Is it at all an economic indicator when brands go out of business, or is that simply inevitable?
I think it's part of the, you know, the process of creative destruction. With, you know, Joseph Schumpeter, the Austrian economist who came up with that, who said that the upper ranks of society are like a hotel where people are checking in and checking out. It's the same with business. You know, this year, Sears and Kmart, after having resided at the hotel for 50 or 60 years, may check out forever. And, you know, one other thing that kills brands, which unexpectedly, is scandals and screw-ups. We've seen MF Global, News of the World,
yeah.
Lehman Brothers. These are some really big brands that disappeared, not because of competition, but because of self-inflicted scandals.
Yeah. And Karen, one brand you'd pick out of this list that you wish would make it?
I would say MySpace. I mean, I know MySpace, you know, was sold, but I still think there's some new blood in that company, Justin Timberlake, and I think there's opportunity in social media.
Timberlake, but, yeah. Karen Post is author of Brand Turnaround, How Brands Gone Bad Return to Glory and the 7 Game Changes That Made the Difference. Dan Gross, columnist, economics editor at Yahoo Finance. Thanks.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.